Today, we will read Mark chapter 7, verses 24 through 37. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us today. Lord, I pray that your Spirit would help our hearts to understand your message. Help us to understand what these stories mean and how they can fit into our lives, how they apply to our lives. Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, forever. You never change. And so when we read something about you and your word, we can trust that it is still true today. So God, teach us something. Help us to understand what you would have us learn. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark chapter 7, verses 24 through 37. Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it. Yet he could not keep his presence secret. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an impure spirit came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, born in Syrian Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. "First, let the children eat all they want," he told her, "for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Lord," she replied, "even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he told her, "For such a reply you may go. The demon has left your daughter." She went home and found her child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon, down to the Sea of Galilee, and into the region of the Decapolis. There, some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged Jesus to place his hand on him. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, "Ephphatha," which means, "Be open." At this, the man's ears were opened. His tongue was loosened and he began to speak plainly. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone, but the more he did so, the more they kept telling about it. People were overwhelmed and amazed. "He has done everything well," they said. "He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." All right. In today's reading, Jesus goes into some non-Jewish areas. When it says he went to the vicinity of Tyre, this was outside of where most Jews would travel. So he leaves the Jewish people and he goes, and while he's there, this woman, a woman who's not a Jew, comes to him, and she has heard about all the things that he has done. And she tells him, "Please, my daughter has a spirit, an impure spirit. Please help her." And he gives a very unusual answer first. At first he says, "Let the children eat all they want, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." What on earth is he talking about? Well, it's important to remember their culture. At this time, Jews never associated with those who were not Jews. They didn't go to the houses of non-Jewish people. They didn't go to the houses of the Gentiles, those who were not Jews. They thought that they were unclean. As we saw yesterday, they had many traditions, and one of them was that certain people were unclean, and going into their houses made you unclean. And so Jesus has gone into one of these houses, and then he seems to almost insult this woman as he says, "It's not good to take the bread from the children and give it to the dogs." But it's interesting that the way that she replies, she says, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." She doesn't seem to get angry or offended at being referred to or compared to a dog. In some ways, this seems strange to me, but then I also think, as part of their culture, this may not have been that unusual, that she would be used to a Jewish person referring to non-Jews as dogs. And it could be that the way that Jesus said this, the tone of his voice, may have given her some hope that he was not being entirely cruel, that he was not just dismissing her. And so, for whatever reason, she has faith and says, "Lord, even the dogs get the crumbs that fall from the children's table." She says, "I know that I'm not a Jew, and that you have come for the Jews." You see, part of it that is important to remember is that really, if you look at the life of Jesus, his main focus, his purpose, was to the Jews at first. That was where he spent his time. That was where he spent his energy, did all of his miracles. It was almost entirely for the Jewish people. Now, later, Jesus does send his disciples to go to those who are not Jews. But it's not that time yet. Other things still have to happen. So why is it that he's so focused on the Jews? Well, I think there are a couple reasons. First, the Jews were God's chosen people. At this time, God had chosen the Jewish people for a specific task, for a reason, that he wanted to show the rest of the world who he was and what he was like by working through the Jewish people. But it wasn't that he didn't care about others. Throughout the Old Testament, before Jesus, he continually, again and again, talks about the Jewish people being a light to the non-Jewish people. And so here, Jesus has already gone beyond what most Jews would have done by simply going to this area. He's already entered the house. And so part of me almost wonders if, as he says this, if he's not being a little bit sarcastic, or if something in his voice gives her hope, that whatever it is, she isn't offended by it. Instead, she acknowledges, she's like, "Yes, yes, I am a dog. I am not a Jew. But even so, please have mercy on me." And he does. Now, again, it's important to understand, while Jesus' earthly ministry was for the Jews, he later makes it very clear that it was not limited to the Jews, that he came for all. Everyone, not just the Jewish people. And here, he kind of shows that, as he then smiles and has mercy on her, and says, "Your daughter is healed." And so he then gets up and goes back. He goes back to Galilee in the region of Decapolis. And as he's there, some people bring him a man who is deaf and mute, cannot speak. And they bring him this man who is deaf and mute. And Jesus heals him, puts his fingers in his ears, and says, "Open," and they are opened. He is able to hear. And then he also loosens the man's tongue. He can then speak. And suddenly people are amazed. They are overwhelmed. And even when he tells them not to tell other people, they cannot stop. They are so amazed by what Jesus has done that they have to tell. They keep talking about it because of their amazement, their love. They go and tell others. As I think about today, I think two things stand out. First, with that first story of the woman coming and asking for Jesus to help her daughter, I think about the fact that Jesus, even though during his earthly ministry he was focused on the Jewish people, that we are included. I am not a Jew, but still, Jesus included me. That he still saves me. And that's an incredible thought. That even though I am not a Jew, he still cares about me. Why? Because he is the God of the universe. He is the creator of all, both Jews and non-Jews. And so my race doesn't matter. Jesus is here for me. And I have hope. And then the deaf and mute man. Jesus once again has power to heal. But I'm also challenged by these people afterwards when he heals this man that they cannot keep silent. How often do I keep silent about Jesus? Do I just keep my mouth shut and not say anything about him? That's not what God really wants. God wants me to have the same excitement and passion that we see here, that I can't stop talking about it. I can't stop talking about Jesus. That's what I want to be like. I want to be a man who has to tell people. I have to tell because God has done such amazing things in my life that I cannot be silent. And I pray that God would do that much in your life as well, that you would not be silent, but share with everyone the great things that God has done for you. Lord, I want to thank you again that things have changed, that you are here for all of us, not just the Jews, but that you came for all men, every nation, every language, every background. You came and you died so that we can know you. Lord, I thank you also for the way that you have touched and changed me, like you touched and changed this deaf and mute man. Lord, may I never stop telling others. May I always want to praise you and worship you for what you have done in my life. Thank you, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.